It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Welcome back to the Podcast That Rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. With me again is Go Gretchen. Say hello, Gretchen.
Hello, Gretchen.
Hopefully this works on the YouTube side of things. I had the chat popped out literally as we started. We found out YouTube live streaming has been just literally crapped out everyone globally. And like the go live button was completely gone. So if something does happen on the YouTube side, Twitch is solid right now. I apologize for the delay and everything. But thank you guys again for tuning in live on both streams on YouTube and Twitch. I want to thank you guys personally for checking everything out. And I also want to thank everyone that joined us last week for Riffage. It went extremely well, even with a few minor things that were my faults, not technical issues, but my actual faults at like the first 2 minutes of the feed. But we had 2 hours of a good time with Crash. Watching random music videos, most of them suggested by viewers and people on Discord and things like that. So that is going to be a monthly thing. I'll have different people. I might have more than one person with me. So thank you guys for tuning in for all of that. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully you all are doing well in this snowstorm apocalypse. Where I am in my backyard in St. Louis, I got about 6 inches of snow.
Ooh.
And it was -1 today. So
pretty bad.
And we didn't even get it that bad compared to a lot of other places, too, to be fair. So I'll just leave it at that. So I see some other people saying they had fun with Riffage. Thank you guys for that. Someone on Twitch just said, laughs in Florida. I've been to Florida. I'd rather take the snow. 6 years in Florida, guys. 6 years in Florida. Yeah, someone on YouTube just said -20 today. Okay, that's, I'm a winter person. That's too much for me. Even I would gladly admit that. So, again, hopefully you guys are safe. Hopefully you guys aren't in a part of the country where there is no power or anything like that. I had some weird travel arrangements myself. I had to fly back to St. Louis yesterday. Flights were canceled, so I was stranded in Atlanta for overnight. However, it was a nice hotel right by the airport. I lucked out. I'm safe. They didn't charge me anything to schedule my flight for the next day. So you know what? I have much less to complain about than other people. So that being said, hopefully you all are doing well as more and more people are tuning in. If you saw the title of today's episode, this goes back to a post that was made after last week's podcast, or after last week, talking about something that Alice Cooper brought up, the king of shock rock, the grandfather of shock rock, if you really think about it. And he brings up an extremely strong point about the state of music today with shock rock and how is it not only just a dying, maybe not a dying genre, but is it a dying ideology for musicians and actors and things like that, mainly musicians. You could talk about DJs and the radio, but that's still the music industry. You got to keep in mind, shock rock was a thing that Alice Cooper really reveled with. He would go home at night and try to think of things to get weirder on stage, to bring out for presence in the 60s and early 70s, you know? He is way ahead of the curve for all the shock rock stuff. There would be no Rob Zombie, Wild State, fun stage acts with monster shows if not for Alice Cooper. So, and that goes on for many, many other people. You know, you think of Ice Nine Kills now. There'd be, Ice Nine Kills really isn't shock rock by any means, but at the same time with like, like implementing horror in your music and things like that, there'd be nothing like that without Alice Cooper. So, some of the things that Alice Cooper is saying, though, about today's audience, there'd be no Gwar without Alice Cooper, G-W-A-R on Twitch. That is a great point, great comments. Yeah, there definitely would not be a Gwar without Alice Cooper. Not a chance. So, that being said, Alice Cooper brings up a good point about today's scene in 2021. In an interview with NME, we gave the audience everything their parents hated back in the 60s. They would bring fake severed heads and guillotines, blood, scantily clad women, the whole works. the way, in his quote, he told the Independent, "The way we saw it is if you're driving by and you see Disneyland on the left and a plane wreck on the right, you're going to look at the plane wreck. That's just human nature. When you see something shocking, you turn to that first. We wanted to be that plane wreck." That was Alice Cooper. That's what his motto was.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's how he wanted to get attention for what he was doing at the time while incorporating his music with it. The opposite of Disneyland is a plane wreck, apparently. So, yeah, I don't know. It does make sense what he's saying, though.
Yeah.
So.
That's a weird way to put it, though.
It is, for sure. But you got to understand that. Like, if you're driving down the road in California, sunshine, palm trees, hippies, it's the 60s. So you see Disneyland on the left and a plane crash on the right. Yeah, I would look at the plane crash too. Of course. Yeah. Anyone would. So how would you do that in 2021? Alice Cooper's point, you can't. In his own words, you could cut off your arm and eat it on stage and it would not matter. The audience is shockproof. Again, another very vulgar and visual description by Alice Cooper. Can't argue it, though. To be fair, yes, you can't argue that. However, here's the thing, though, about shock rock and why I titled the comment today. And I want people's opinions on this, too. I have YouTube and Twitch pulled out for the chat. When I say, is shock rock dead? Shock rock can't exist anymore. It just cannot. Number one, everyone is in on the bit. No one is, there are no parents anymore of children clutching their pearls and hiding their kids' eyes, wondering, my kids can't see this. They're going to think that's 100% real. Everyone knows what the bit is. Everyone knows it's an act. And also, on top of that, everyone's going to know what the show entails as soon as it happens. Live stream, social media, just word of mouth. Mm-hmm. You can't be surprised anymore for that. So, when you have something like that, shock rock can't exist. Completely aside from what Alice Cooper's saying about nothing is shocking anymore, you know, for vulgarity or just onstage antics. But everyone's in on the bit of what shock rock is. There's been enough of it over the decades to understand what it is, and there's been way more shocking stuff off of the rock and roll stages that it won't matter. You know? So what's the point? Is shock country going to be a thing? No.
Oh, God.
Is shock hip-hop going to be a thing? No. Is shock classical going to be a thing? And shock opera? I hope so, because that'd be amazing. You better believe Gretchen and I are going to be sitting for that front row, $1,000 seats, dressed up nice to see shock opera. But.
Oh, my God.
But. Guys, it doesn't exist anymore, and it can't. When you think about Rob Zombie, Rob Zombie's live show is a party. It's not shock rock. They're dressed up as characters. A vampire, you know? A zombie. That face paint. Light up instruments. Dancing like caricatures. Tons of stuff like that. It's not meant to be horrifying. It's meant to be fun. And everyone is aware of it. Even now, Alice Cooper, who's been touring back before 2020, like in 2019, it was a party. It was a fun time. Playing with Nita Strauss, you know, Hailstorm opening up. It's a celebration. It's supposed to be fun. So shock rock can't exist for that purpose also, because the theory of it and the ideology of it changed. Now, when you have trashcore bands like Attila and Emir, yeah, they're going to try to be shocking by what they say into the microphone and try to be edgy McEdgelord, and the scene kids will eat it up. But that's not shock rock. You find worse than that on Twitter.
Yeah.
What's the point? That has nothing to do with the music either. Okay, on the YouTube chat, everyone's giving their favorite type of shock subgenre, so I will stop the show to completely give them some credit for what they've thought of. Here we go, Gretchen. Shock reggae. Shock disco. Shock EDM. Shock Shock Polka. Man, that's a party.
Oh.
Shock Adult Contemporary. Shock Hip Hop. That's horrorcore, I guess. I don't know. Shock Pop. Shock New Wave. Shock Jazz. Yeah, that could be something, though. Shock Trash? I don't know. Shockingly Bad. Shock Poetry Slam. Shock Spoken Word. Yeah. So, going back to the point, though, the audience is shockproof. Not so much because we're all desensitized to violence. We're all aware of what the show is going to be entailed before we buy the ticket now. Nothing is sensationalized in the media. Like Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off a bat, you know? We all know what to expect for antics on stage when we go to a rock show. The bigger the name, the bigger the production, we know what to expect. And the trashier the trash core, we know what to expect. So, I don't know. Ask this, just open up in the chat room right now. When you guys write this for YouTube and Twitch, do you think shock rock is dead? Because I'm going to be honest, I think shock rock's dead. More through attrition and just it can't exist anymore because too many things have changed. Not so much no one cares anymore. It's a dead genre. It's not popular. It just can't exist anymore because we've all moved past that. Mm-hmm. Shock rock's been dead for years. Shock Bandcamp. Okay. YouTube chat just really, you're really still going to town. That's okay though.
We're going to put shock in front of everything.
Yeah, well. Shock rock is dead because reality is more shocking. Well, yes. And I think that's part of it also. And to be honest, too.
Dang.
To be honest, too, now we know that.
Yeah.
Something shocking happens in the news, we know right away. We don't have to wait till 6 o'clock to find out. And that's if we're lucky, you know? We don't have to read through 5 pages of a newspaper to see something shocking. That's all you had back then. I see John from ARTV peeping in on the Twitch feed. Hello, John. Great to see
Hi,
you.
John.
Hope you're doing well. Everyone check out ARTV on YouTube. Yeah, internet killed shock rock. I honestly, there's a great point behind that. Great point. Psychosexual killed shock rock. Well, that's not so much music as it is just garbage. And
that's garbage.
And Gretchen wasn't aware of this when I talked to her over the weekend. All psychosexual music has been pulled off YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, gone. It's just gone. Still can't find out a reason why, whether it was self-induced, like he pulled it himself, label pulled it himself, or everyone just said, gross.
Why would he do it, though?
Maybe regret? I don't know, but...
That was quick regret.
Well, everyone was almost in unanimous opinion. I've never seen such unanimous disgust and hilarity from people when they saw Psychosexual. That might have been the last attempt at shock rock, and it was so bad that it didn't even matter. No one even was shocked. Everyone was just laughed at it. This is awful. Mm. It's unenjoyable, you know? So, thank you for the Prime sub, John. You're the best. Tell Hannah we said hi. Everyone's saying hi to John on YouTube as well. Man, I don't know. Yeah, good riddance of bad rubbish for Psychosexual, yes. But at the same time, guys, shock rock doesn't need to exist. It doesn't. At least not anymore. I don't see the point behind it. Not anymore. There might have been a market for it decades ago, but there's no point to it anymore because there's no reason for it to exist. Mm-hmm. No one's coming to a rock festival or a concert to be shocked, to have your eyes bulge out of your head, just completely exasperated, you know, for that type of thing. No one's going to shows for that. Not even the trashcore scene with edgy McEdgelords trying to talk about how tough and cool they are, how they're always trying to push people's buttons and be edgy. Even they're not going to shows for that purpose. They're going there because they like the bands and they like the culture, that scene culture they're in. That's the closest thing to shock rock right now. And even that's not shock rock by any standard, because a lot of that is tongue-in-cheek comedy, you know, in on the joke too. So, I don't know. I just don't see any purpose behind it. Psychosexual must have been the nail in the coffin. You know, it at least it was it made everything aware that Shock Rock's done. Is that fair to say? Oh, that's a great point. On someone just said on Twitch, Kiss was shocking at one time. Goofy Kiss with the face paint and the huge boots, spaceships and lasers, talking about rock and roll all night. Yeah, absolutely. With Kiss, though, that was all a gimmick. The suit, the minute the show was over, they were wiping off the face paint. Everyone was planning, trying to rest up. Gene Simmons was probably trying to find the girlfriend 945. But that's besides the point. That's totally not the music, though. Mm-hmm. Kiss was full on in the gimmick, too, in the bit. Elvis was shocking at one point because of his hips. Is that shock rock? No. To be fair, if someone tried to do that on like on TV, now people are just like, oh, okay, next. Back then, that was like a TV fine, apologies from the network, stuff like that. I don't know. I totally get what Alice Cooper's saying. And Alice Cooper, you know, one of the masters of it, he could even acknowledge that now. You can make a career of once being shock rock and now being something different, you can transition out of it just fine. You know, Rob Zombie is not true shock rock. It just looks like it because of the gimmick and stuff with the horror theme, but that's not shock rock. Some of his music is overly hokey at this point, but it's still fun. And he's aware of the bit. There's a comedy in it. On YouTube, they're asking if Kiss toilet plungers have sold yet. Probably.
Ew.
We talked about that. Last week, they put Kiss's name on everything. Everything. Poetry shock rock. Yeah, well.
Well, poetry can be pretty shocking.
It can be, depending how edgy the 12-year-old is in detention. Writing it on his desk in permanent marker. You don't understand me, Mom.
I hate my mom and my teachers. They're the worst.
Yep. With a bunch of angry faces. And like, and just like drawing a knife, just like as a symbol, and that's it.
Oh.
Edgy. Kiss printer ink cartridges. That'd be a new one.
Ew.
I don't know. Leave your comments on the YouTube page if you're watching on that. Let me know on Twitter what you think about Shock Rock. At Rocksnet. Guys, it's just, we've moved on. And when concerts do start coming back, festivals do start coming back, Shock Rock's not going to be the driving force. You know, it's not. Mm-hmm. Even though Shock Rock had its place, I think it's just time to be put to bed. Things have changed. So, you can't go after Janet Jackson to the Super Bowl. Everyone else is, like, aware of the bit. You know?
Yeah.
Because that was planned, too. So, moving on, as we have many other things to cover. Some good things, too. But not this next thing, unfortunately. I'm hoping this is the last we have to hear of it, unless we hear other good news about this. Iced Earth's singer and bassist have left the band.
Womp.
In other news, the sky is blue. I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you? The band's done. Done! If you're still listening to Iced Earth after all this and expecting new things to happen, not a chance. Mm. Singer Stu Block, who has been the singer for, at least a decade. At least 10 years. Because the band's been around longer than that, but still. The founding member, John Schaefer, he's the one that was the insurrectionist, the domestic terrorist that's still in jail. Facing 6 felonies, and now there's more footage of him that was released this past week of him tackling a police officer at the Capitol.
Wow.
Protect that. Support the blue line. Right? Support the blue line. So, in a statement from many of them, the singer and the bassist have both left. Some of them more formal. From Stu, former singer of Iced Earth. Hey all, well, there are times and events when you have to take stock and reevaluate life, work, and trajectory for the future. That being said, I've informed John and his current management, that means you told his management so they could tell him while he's in jail, that I must announce my resignation from Iceearth with immediate effect. Before I made any personal decision, I needed the last few weeks to process the situation as well as respect others in our camp processing the situation. I thank you all very much for respecting this. It's the best decision in many ways for my personal, professional growth going forward. Duh. You don't want to be tied with that. Time to move on, heal, and prosper. Much love and respect to you all. Don't fret. Stay tuned for some exciting things to come. Time to embark upon a new chapter. Be good to each other. Stu Block. And that was posted on Facebook's from Stu himself. Appleton. Let me get the right name for the basis, because I always forget his first name. I apologize about that. Luke Appleton. Wow, you think I'd remember it better. It's been a day, guys. So, Luke Appleton, the bassist, who joined back in 2012, so 9 years with the band himself, also made a statement saying, "In response to recent events and circumstances, I have notified Iceearth's management and John that I will be resigning as the Iceearth bassist with immediate effect. I would like to thank everyone who has sent me their support and love during this difficult time. Thank you." Both of which were posted yesterday from the singer and from the bassist, probably in union. Like, both of them getting on and saying, okay, let's just post this at the same time. Make a big statement, you know. So, the other remaining guitarist, the second guitarist, rhythm guitarist, Jake Dreyer, has distanced himself from the group. We haven't heard yet how this is all unfolding for him. I do not expect him to stay. I don't expect Iceearth to put out an album ever again. Iceearth is a legacy band at this point who has not put out a good album in quite a while. And they're the band, and Gretchen, I'm assuming again, you're unfamiliar with Iceearth as a metal band.
Yep, didn't even know who they were until everything hit the fan.
Exactly, okay. See, they put out one or two amazing albums, like 15, 16 years ago.
Oh, okay.
They did a lot of, the years are probably wrong on that too, I don't remember what those two albums were. The thing is, they put out a lot of trash. They tried to do genre changes, catching up with trends, and it never worked, so... John, he was already getting up there in age. He's going to be looking at least 10 years in prison, unless something crazy happens. We know none of those, the domestic terrorists that attacked the Capitol are getting pardons, because it's too late for that now. So, yeah. Sucks. I hope everyone that was an Iceearth fan doesn't feel bad. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
There's no way you guys would have known that. And someone on YouTube just said the idiot from King 810 or King 810 was there. Yeah, I know that. He was saying, because he didn't go in the building, but he was still there with everyone. He said he was filming for a video or something. Get out of here. He was trying to pull that stuff too. He's one of the edgelord trashcore guys that like has armed security on stage with them to be extra edgy.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
Ugh. So, I feel no, I, you know... There are a lot of decisions people make where they have to go to prison in due time where I do feel a little bit of, like, sympathy for them. Sometimes people are desperate. Sometimes people make mistakes in the heat of the moment. No, I feel nothing for these people. Nothing.
Yeah.
You don't get to pull that. Not a chance. No sympathy for me for anything like that. John, I highly doubt you're going to get to play guitar in prison. They're not going to let you bring in an amp and hook that up. Nope, not a chance. Ugh. So, moving on, that's more than enough Iceearth talk, probably forever. Mm-hmm. We got some good new announcements for only being Tuesday this week, for this week so far. Since last week, I should say, though. Some good news for you live stream fans. There's been more live streams announced. One of them is another one from Dropkick Murphys, who will be doing another St. Patrick's Day live stream, March 17th, St. Patty's Day, in Boston.
I'm so excited for that. When I saw the announcement, I got really excited, but then also thought back to this time last year when they were, I don't think they were the first ones.
If they were
to
the
the first ones.
Not only were they part of the first ones, but they were also the first big one doing it at Fenway.
Yeah.
So you can't take, they were at the top. They were definitely at the top of everything doing that, above every other genres. It was great.
Such a good one.
Also, they did back a year ago, they did 100% to charity. They live streamed it everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch. They said everyone gets it for free. Just watch. Donate to charity. And they made a massive amount for charity too. So
I was about to say I got a t-shirt.
Yep.
From them. It was the like stay at home yep. one or whatever. It's a cool t-shirt.
So this year, they said they're going to be doing part of it to charity again as well. Part of it to charity. They did say that some of it is going to go to the band and the crew because they've been out of work for a year, which I understand. They have a crew, too. This is a big band with a lot of people and a lot of moving parts. But they're still doing part of it to charity as well. And I'm glad they were very upfront about that. You know, they're not trying to hide anything. So that, again, will be Wednesday, March 17th. So check that out for sure. DKMstream.com is where you can find all the information. That's Dropkick Murphy. So DKMstream.com. So that'll be a fun thing to do on the middle on hump day for March 17th for St. Patrick's Day. Watch from home safely. Hopefully it'll be warmer by then. So that's a little bit of news. I just wanted to point that out there because that's always a fun one. So one cool thing that we got announced today, Gojira have announced a new album coming with along with song titles, and they've teased a release date for their upcoming album. This will be their first album since 2016.
Oh, wow.
I'm a fan. I know Gretchen's seen Gojira twice now.
I have.
Yes, you saw them at Sonic Temple, and you saw them at Knotfest Roadshow.
Yep.
And you were there with me when we saw Christian get lit on fire and immolated live on stage at Sonic Temple.
Yeah, that was intense.
Tough man. They douse him with water. He put the guitar back on, says, okay, I'm good. I have the picture still. I might post that tomorrow because I'm going to post a Gojira picture tomorrow on Instagram just for the show, making the announcement. You know, please follow on Instagram too. My Instagram, you know, is always the best for me. YouTube channel's dying. Instagram's dead. I'm a failure. But that's up besides the point. Follow on Instagram, everyone. So with Gojira, though, they did make an announcement on their website because they will have the song Another World, which was released in 2020, which is killer. And that'll be a part of the new album. And they also released a track list that you can find out on their website. And what's cool about that, 11 tracks, so it's a full album, very exciting for that. And what they said at the very end with the hints and their teasing is /430, April 30th. So not too long. Like I said, we're going to get a lot of surprise new music and announcements and dates, and we're not going to be able to keep up. And this is fun. This is something I think is fun. I think that's a cool way to do it. If you go to their website, they have all these symbols. You click on one. It does a little motion. They have the track list. You know, Gojira's... This is the first full thing they've done in years. Again, another band who sat down, used their pandemic time, quarantine time, and did it right. And now we get something out of it. So, this is something I'm very excited about. I will try my best to review it because I am a fan. I don't know if I get to it because, again, I have to add so much to my calendar and so much other stuff keeps getting announced, which is a great thing, but it's hard to keep up with so much. Like, the Teenage Wrist album came out this past Friday, the same Friday as the Pretty Reckless album, so I couldn't cover both. The Teenage Wrist album, if you're into that style of music, pretty good for a lighter sound, you know, not as heavy metal, you know, stuff like that. So... Also, I talked about it last week, but my review of the Pretty Reckless' Death by Rock and Roll is up on the YouTube channel as well. Gretchen, did you hear the Pretty Reckless' new album, or were you distracted this whole weekend?
I was kind of distracted this whole weekend. You know, I had this person, you know, hanging out with me all weekend, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it. But
you gotta get rid of him?
I'll listen to it this week. Wait, what did you say?
I said you gotta get rid of him.
No.
I was with Gretchen this weekend for Valentine's Day. That's what she was alluding to. So, let me know what you think when you do get a chance to hear it. My review is on YouTube as well. So, Gojira, the new album title will be announced as well once you start over the next few weeks. Track titles are out there. You can hear the song Another World now on YouTube. Killer song, by the way. A lot of fun. So stick tuned for that for April 30th. I'm excited. Moving on from that, another album got announced. Miles Kennedy just announced today, and I posted this on my website, that he'll be releasing his second sophomore solo album on May 14th. He's the lead singer of Alter Bridge and the vocalist for Slash, with Slash featuring Miles Kennedy. So... known as the music vagabond and rock's vagabond. Yeah, that's a very apt way to put it. I can't stress enough, Year of the Tiger, his first solo album, I loved. acoustic rock, you know, bit more folk behind it, which is not a style that we always hear him doing with Alter Bridge or with Slash, you know. So there's so much good stuff with that. The Ides of March will be coming in May, and there's going to be a lot of different stuff coming into that as well. It was recorded over the past few months. Again, he used his time wisely. Again, I love it when the musicians we love actually sat down and focused and then just like fart around on Instagram and things like that. So as I get along, let me pull the quote because I have on the website right now. This music is all about just painting a picture of a survivalist preparing for an impending doom. So this is a much different tone than Year of the Tiger. The new song, In Stride, is available now with a video. You can check that out on my website. You can check it out on YouTube. It's on Spotify. We will cover it on New Music Night. So, very cool things coming out for that. I want to hear what more Miles Kennedy has to offer. Again, I can't stress enough, I love that first solo album. I get Miles Kennedy's voice is not for everyone. You will not hear me argue that, though. So, if you're a Miles Kennedy fan, let me know in the comments on the YouTube channel. Let me know on Twitter. We will be playing that on New Music Night on Sunday. Again, I apologize for not having New Music Night on Sunday this past weekend, but it was Valentine's Day, and, you know, I care about Gretchen more than I care about anyone else, so sorry.
Aww.
Aww, he said he didn't care about other people. Aww.
Aww, but he cares about me.
I do, yeah. Oh, I care about you way more than people. So, as we talk about In Stride and things like that, check out the song. Please check us out on New Music Sunday. We're getting good audiences for that, too. A lot of good interaction. Yeah, and someone on Twitch has said, Luke taking a day for his personal life? How dare you? Yeah, well, you know.
Tisk, tisk.
I know, and I paid for it because of travel situations and I got stranded for a day, so I already paid comeuppance for that. So, moving on, as we all keep going through here, another new album got announced. This was announced last week after last podcast, but it's a big deal. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, son of Eddie, releasing his self-titled debut album this June. That could be huge. His song right now, Distance, is already on Billboard's mainstream top 10. I think it's number 3 still. I checked the charts also for everyone wondering what the Billboard mainstream top 3 of the week are. They're the same as the previous week, unfortunately. They haven't been updated yet because of holiday. So, at right now, he already has a top 3 hit and he doesn't even have an album out yet. It's pretty good. Don't get me wrong, he's already had like a lot of success playing with his dad on stage and stuff like that too, but that's besides the point. So, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what he has done for this. He's already released the track list. It's a self-titled debut solo album. Has a lot of bands out there right now for it. The music video, I think, with all the footage of when he was younger and with his dad. Oh, man. I think that has like millions of views already, and rightfully so. I feel like this is a great passing the torch moment, or at least it could be. And Mammoth, or I keep saying Mammoth, let's just call it Mammoth, because Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen is a better way to say the actual name and project and things like that. He will actually be performing on Jimmy Kimmel Live on February 19th, and as well as on and the Today Show. So, that's pretty killer. Yeah. That's pretty big. Actually, let me rephrase that. He'll be performing on the Today Show February 19th. And he'll be playing on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. So if you're listening to this on the podcast forums and things like that, it'll already be on YouTube and things like that as well. I hope the best for this. You know what? A musical prodigy with arguably the greatest guitarist of all time. That is some big, huge shoes to fill. So I want the best for him. I want something good. And the song Distance will be a part of the album as well. It'll be the final track. Technically a bonus track, but you get it anyway. So don't think you're not getting that song if you want to pre-order the album. Mm-hmm. That'll be in May. Definitely, definitely want to hear what they have to say for stuff like that as well, though. Because I like the song Distance. Don't know what else to expect from that. But here's hoping everything turns out well for that. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of good, those are three decent named albums and projects coming out to add to the ever-growing list, which I think is killer. So, on top of that, just to give you a little heads up of what's coming out on the YouTube channel, I will be reviewing the upcoming Architects album for those that wish to exist. I've already been sent it. Just waiting to make that because I'm working on another list video. I will be doing 10 more one-hit wonders in 2000s rock. Because there's a lot more one-hit wonders that even I missed. And a lot of people have, like, gave comments and suggestions. The list is already over halfway written out. Just have to add a few more. I've had suggestions on Discord, on Patreon, on Twitter, things like that. And then all the many comments on the first video. So expect that. Hopefully Sunday, if I really push and no issues come out. I'm not going to be able to get it out on Friday, but I should have that out on Sunday. Nice little list. Just to talk, have a little bit more of a nostalgia trip. Some great one-hit wonders, some bad one-hit wonders, but one-hit wonders from 2000s rock. So, a lot more emo one-hit wonders that I forgot about. I'll put it that way. Everyone thinks about the big names in emo in the mid and late 2000s. Everyone forgets there were one-hit wonders in emo as well. And, yeah, one-hit wonder emo is, boy, I understand why there were one-hit wonders. Man, oh man.
Oh dear.
I'll just leave it at that. Boy, oh boy. That was a trip down memory lane that I did not want to go through. And again, I was like, you know, I was in college at the time, late 2000s and stuff like that, like in 2009, 2010. But 2008, like, so 2006, freshman. And I was like away from like the radio rock and things like that. I was starting to get like really developing better, different music variety and stuff. I was head deep, like neck deep into Mars Volta and things like that as well. So yeah, I missed out on a lot of this and a lot of the one hit wonders. And I'm kind of glad now, but there were some really good ones though, too. Some really killer ones in 2000s. Cause that goes from 2000 to 2010, you know? So there's a lot of good ones in that. So let me know your thoughts on that. Tweet, you can also, again, just at me on Twitter or Instagram. Again, Instagram is at GetRocksNet. Just comment whatever you want on any of my posts, by the way, because I'm trying to share more video stuff along with my photography because I'm not shooting any shows right now. But still, I think that'll be changing up hopefully soon. And I have left this end of this podcast to gather live feedback from Twitch and YouTube chats. Let me make sure the YouTube chat's still right here. Thank you all. No, I've already talked with you a little bit about this, Gretchen. Oh. So, this will not become as a super surprise to you, but I want podcast reactions to this. TikTok is becoming an actual respected social media. And the way I say respected is, yes, there is a lot of trash on TikTok that's cringy, for lack of a better word. But it has become an entertainment field and a way to grow. So, I was speaking with Gretchen about this because I only have a TikTok in name. I don't have any content out there. I think I got it when like a couple months back just so that way no one else takes the name. So, if there was a TikTok for Rocked, what would you want to see on the TikTok? I'm aware that it has the TikToks. I'm aware that it has all this nice built-in editing features and things like that. And I could put like a little bit of effort into stuff, but I don't want to have to spend half an hour on one TikTok post. Forget it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. No. However, if there was a series or something fun I could do, me reacting to different music that I hear live, that's fine. And someone just asked on Twitch, what does TikTok have that YouTube doesn't? TikTok has a totally different audience.
Yep.
Wildly different. That could lead people to YouTube. This is all my social media is there to help feed the YouTube channels. Thank you for the resub, by the way, on Twitch. Very appreciated. So the reason why I would actually have TikTok is to feed into the YouTube channel like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Instagram's a little different because that's for the photography, but still. Mm-hmm. What would you actually want to see me do on TikTok? And it doesn't have to be serious stuff. It could just be me reacting to music or reacting to stories. Lip syncing? Eh. If I have time and it's a stupid song and me flashing the lyrics on screen, that's not a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
And reacting to something really stupid. Gretchen and I, because Gretchen knows much more about TikTok than I do. Like, I don't think she's... You haven't posted anything, but you have an account. Like, you showed me TikToks before.
I've posted some things. I just feel like, it's like you say, I don't want to spend all that time
for exactly
a 10-second clip. That's bogus.
Right, I agree.
Could be editing a video for YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And I could be writing.
Instead of doing that.
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes I'm like, I see these TikToks and I'm like, oh my God, someone's so creative to have come up with that. But how long did it take them to create it? So, like...
Yeah, see,
I have a few.
Yeah, like 5 minutes after I figure out how the editing system works in TikTok, that would be fine. That would be fine. Oh, that's a good one on Twitch from Allie. When shows start back up, getting quick behind-the-scenes videos with the bands you get to interview sometimes could be cool. That is a great idea. And I've thought, and I've said this to Gretchen before too, wanting to have this set up before concerts and festivals start back up again. Because mm-hmm. TikTok's going to be a part of all festivals and concerts going forward, guys. Not a chance it won't be. You thought phones were out before at concerts and festivals? Everyone's going to have permanently mounted selfie sticks to their belt so they don't have to hold them up. Just like kind of like satellite above them so that way they can always get their footage of everything. Hands-free selfies. You would better believe TikTok's going to be a part of every concert and festival going forward for years and years. A TikTok with Corey. Oh, I'm sure he'd be up with it, but I'd have to be there with Corey to do it.
Yeah.
So. Don't think Corey's listening. Hi, Corey. Hope you're doing well. I know you're extremely busy with many other projects, but you're loving it. So that's awesome. You could do a house tour. Oh, yeah. I could do a little behind-the-scenes stuff for my personal life, too. That reading cringe lyrics. Okay. That on the YouTube chat from Nolan, that's not a bad idea. Okay, this is my brainstorming live. This is how it works, guys, for Twitch and YouTube. React to this just with a yes or a no. If you're on Twitch, give the emojis because I like them. Me reading off lyrics to cringy butt rock, regretting the past material music, but reading it seriously while like classy violin music plays.
And you could have like a robe on and be in front of a, well, you don't have a fireplace. But I was going to say, you could be in front of a fireplace with like a fake pipe or something like that.
I have a suit. See, I have a suit, so I could totally do that too.
Okay, you could do a suit.
The thing is though,
a leisure outfit.
Am I really going to have to put on a suit for every TikTok I do?
Or you could do multiples in one sitting.
Can I just,
that's what a lot of people do.
So I could like actually just save the footage and come back to it later.
Yep.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, because like what a lot of people will do is they won't record it on TikTok. They'll just record it like a video on their phone.
Right.
Then they'll upload edit it in another thing and then upload it to TikTok.
And that's what I would do. And that's what I would do too. But again, that's what I would need to do. Yeah, I don't want to do green screen. That's a good idea. Good suggestion. Yeah. I don't want to have to worry about green screen. You could green screen the fireplace. The feed died or just happened to be? I hope not. I hope the feed didn't die. I always freak out when someone says that.
I was saying, no, it's still going for
okay.
me.
Love it. Great idea. People, I've seen a lot of yeses on this. Pitch it like it's poetry. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I would be
poetry reading.
No, I would be hammy with it with the, like, the fake classy music and like get the deep radio sophisticated voice. What's a good song lyrics I can look up really quick? Really quick. First one I see on you.
Simple Plan once.
No, I don't want to do Simple Plan. That would make me feel stupid. That would just make me feel dumb.
What? I'm going to leave now.
No, Gretchen, don't leave.
Okay. I'm leaving.
Oh, there. Okay. I just saw Butterfly. Oh, man. Okay. Town Butterfly lyrics. I pushed those out of my brain after I did Regretting the Past spot, guys. All right. So think of this with sophisticated music behind it. Let me know if this works. Such a sexy, sexy pretty little thing. Fierce nipple pierce. You got me sprung with your tongue ring. Ain't I? And I ain't gonna lie. Cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Yeah, this has legs. This has an idea.
I think I just died a little inside.
Yeah. I feel like, try more of an ASMR voice. I don't know, man. Someone on Twitch, Mr. Fatago, just said that. I don't know. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. Fierce nipple pierce. You got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. See, that's not gonna get me the followers I want.
Oh, I just died a second time.
Guys, stop pushing Gretchen away from me, please. Slick the hair back with some gel. No, my hair is weird enough, guys. My hair is weird enough, but I would do the hammier deep voice that's easier to project. Smack your lips and lick, chew on the mic. Oh, goodness. That's the thing, too. I would have to figure out how I'm going to film it if I'm going to do it with my phone, because I'd have to do it with my phone.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you could get like a little, Rode has those little
lavalier. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of them. And that's nothing. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm not going for audio clarity on something like TikTok. I'm not going to buy more equipment to make pro TikToks. Get out of here.
Pro TikToks.
So, I do feel that has legs if I have to make a TikTok. So.
That's fantastic.
The thing is, though, I only have the account. I don't know how to do the editing. I don't know how to do anything like with TikTok as the platform. I know how to edit, obviously, but still, if I make a TikTok account, I would expect every single person listening to this podcast to follow and like that instantly. I will be offended if you don't. This is how everyone's reacting. Good advice on Twitch. Speaking as a voice actor, try doing it like you take it really seriously. See, I would start off doing it seriously, then I would like get snarky after I'd do all the reading. You know, put on a fake English accent. No, I know someone that would be very upset if I did a fake English accent.
Yes.
Now, make it sound more like NPR. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, I think that has legs. I think that's a great idea. I'm glad I did this on the podcast to, like, get the feedback live from a lot of different people. you can see this too, Gretchen, right? You can see where I'm going for with this.
I can. I just want to help you do it.
I would, yeah, I mean, that's fine too. You can help me do it the next time, like, you come over next or something like that. Yeah, we will get together. I mean, I'll have to look up. I'm sure YouTube already has tons of tutorials for stuff like how to make better TikToks, how to add lyrics, because like they probably have that already, like, because they play you can play music for it. The thing is, though, if I want to play two songs, because like I would want the sophisticated music. And then I would just have to look up the lyrics and like type, like copy paste those in. And then just record like 5 or 6 songs at a shot when I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah.
So. Make it all classy. Okay. Gosh. This could be something. So.
I'm just envisioning it right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And someone just said on YouTube, include about 2 seconds of your reaction to yourself at the lyrics. I would do something like extra right at the end.
You could just pile together all the bloopers.
Oh yeah, I could do that too.
One video of bloopers. That'd be funny.
So there's options for that, but still. Godsmack poetry reading. Like turning them all into poetry readings. Godsmack. Yeah. That'd be another one.
You gotta get the snaps at the end. There are no claps. And it's in poetry readings, it snaps.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I feel like this could work. Other priorities ahead of time. I got to get the other videos out. But this is a good idea for like when Gretchen comes to see me next, we record a bunch of these when I'm wearing a suit. Dramatic reading of Limp Bizkit lyrics. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there has to be some of those. I'm not going to do the song Eat You Alive. No, I will not have my voice tied to that. Forget it. Yeah. Gretchen Iyer. Nope. I care about people in my life too much to have my voice tied to that one. Yikes. Right. So, yeah. I think that's good, though. So thank you guys, everyone, for the live feedback and interactions on that. I will be working feverishly as much as I can. This week's going to be really busy and awkward for me for the next 3 days, but I will devote myself this weekend to everything to try to get as much done as possible for that video for 10 more one-hit wonders in 2000s rock, as well as making an album review for Architects, and I might have some other videos coming up on the YouTube channel. This Friday night on Twitch, if you're interested, I'm going to be playing Among Us again with some friends of mine. You can watch Gretchen try to kill me.
Try.
That's not nice.
I just got to get imposter first because it certainly doesn't like to give it to me.
Well, there you go. That's why I said try. So that actually works out. And then, again, New Music Night on Sunday. Thank you guys again for being a part of that on Twitch. A lot of fun. You don't have to be a subscriber to pay for it, but there are perks if you're a subscriber, but it is free for everyone. Don't think it's like a pay-for thing. Don't ever feel obligated to do that either. You get to vote on every song. If you get to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down. A lot of fun stuff. We will be doing Riffage next month again once I get that figured out who I'm going to do it with. Other schedules pending, but again, for now, this Friday night Among Us on Twitch, this Sunday night New Music Night, lots of new music already that I have added to the playlist, a lot of good stuff. And then I will be working on 10 more One Hit Wonders in 2000s Rock. Gretchen just posted a video of her Q&A for Body Mod Q&A stuff. She got a lot of good questions this time that was posted today. If you check out my Twitter, her Twitter at GoGretchen, or her YouTube channel, you can find all of those. So, other than that, I think we're just about done for tonight. So, again, sorry about the delay and opening up a little bit later because YouTube was having some issues, but I think everything worked out okay after all. A minute or 2 minute delay is really not that bad for YouTube, considering how it went down for everyone. So, I'd actually download TikTok for that on YouTube. Well, thank you. You know what? I do feel there is legs behind this idea. This would not be hard. I don't feel like that would be hard to organize and, like, record video on my phone because I have a SIM card and then just like edit that on my phone and things like that once I get it all taken care of. Put a black and white filter, add the classy violin music, and then read the lyrics read the lyrics and have the lyrics posted on the video. So, other than that, Gretchen, is there anything you... dramatic reading of Cherry Pie. That's not a bad idea. Some of those cheesy love songs, guys.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, other than that, Gretchen, is there anything you would like to end with?
Wash your hands, wear a mask, social distance.
Yes.
Get your vaccine if you can. They're becoming a little bit more readily available now.
They are. And also, Moderna said they're going to start pumping out a lot more, too. They're saying they're hoping to have 100 million vaccines distributed and given by May 1st.
Ooh.
That's good. That's really good, guys. So,
yeah.
Again, let me know on Twitter, on Discord, on the socials, on Instagram too, and then just let me know on the YouTube video for this podcast if you would have TikToks and stuff. I would also make a TikTok for this on Twitch. Okay, fair enough. And this is something I could actually see being funny, and this is why I wanted to do this live, so that way I get live feedback on this. Yeah, I'm not doing Trapped. Heck no, I don't even know who Trapped is. But besides that, other than that, thank you guys again. Hopefully you're all doing well. We will see you on Friday night on Twitch if you want to hang out with us playing Among Us just for casual stuff. Please check out New Music Sunday. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of great discussion with everyone. I read people's thoughts off. This is a lot of stuff we get to do for New Music Sundays. I'm proud that numbers are growing for this, and people are finding new music that drops throughout the week. So please check that out on Twitch. I set reminders every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. So check that out if you can. As we fade away, thank you guys very much. Hopefully you're staying out of the cold, and I will see you all Friday and then Sunday, and then I will have a video up on the One Hit Wonders as soon as possible. Thank you guys again.